we have the power to decide where our dollars are going to go. Are we going to just let them all vanish into the corporate clouds, or do we want to invest in the community that we live in? We can make a bigger impact than we think when we shop local. So your money matters more here than it does anywhere else.
Thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. And I'm Brady Raynard, flying solo today for the opening part of this conversation. But regardless, I'm excited to bring you authentic stories and experiences of Southwest Louisiana, of course, with all those tools that you need to build your own personal Lake Charles itinerary. It's episode 84. We're talking shopping and kind of doing so in the holiday mood. Of course, it's the best time of the year to pick up a couple of things. You know, that whole song, "It's the most wonderful time," and it is. And we've got a great conversation. Brandy Smith on our team here at Visit Lake Charles joins us as we break down a ton of the best local places to spend your money during this holiday season, getting gifts and doing things that obviously will make people in your life happy, but also keep the money here in Southwest Louisiana, which is always a great focus to be able to kind of spend local and keep the money local, so that way you benefit your neighbors as well as yourself. Before we get to that conversation, though, as we always do, let's begin with Unv Eats. And this week we head up to Moss Bluff to Butatan Asian. It's an Asian cuisine place that doesn't really specialize in one particular Asian cuisine. There are some things that are Chinese or Japanese in variety, and they even have curries. And so it's really overall just Asian, as the name suggests. We opened up with the chicken egg roll. It was crunchy, and the sweet and sour sauce was subtle and nice. Of course, you cut open, you bisect, if you will, the chicken egg roll, and it's meaty and so flavorful. The crunch was great, and it really was fresh. I mean, it was an awesome egg roll, and like I said, the sauce had that little sweetness to it, and so overall, like, when you expect egg rolls, this is what you get. We also got their pan-seared dumplings, and the sauce was kind of a salty soy Szechuan-style sauce. And of course, the dumpling itself was soft, but it still had some crispy and crunchy exterior and some of the interior too. And so good. You know, you get the different flavor rushes from the dumpling itself and then the sauce, and then you get the multiple textures within it. And so it really is such a good little treat before the meal. And then, speaking of sushi, the Playboy sushi roll. So it's really their kind of the highlight of their menu. And boy, this thing came out, and it comes out on fire. They light it on fire and then bring it to the table. This thing is everything. It's got like hot sauce, and it's like a tempura shrimp, and there's cream cheese, and there's obviously the rice, and there's seaweed. I mean, there's so many different things on this, and yet it all ties together beautifully. I'm personally not the biggest fan of sushi, and yet this sushi roll was awesome. It really was. It was fresh. It was hot. It was salty. It was crunchy. The cream cheese tied it all together to make kind of, I don't know, it's hard to describe, but it was so, so good. And definitely, if you like spicy things, worth your time. Speaking of spicy things, I went with the Thai curry. The flavor on this curry was great. And they mentioned, if you like spicy, order it. And I did. And yeah, it was. It was spicy. It was crunchy as well. A lot of great curry flavor. I got it over the white rice. It comes plated beautifully as well. There was a slight sweetness throughout. And so just overall, so many different tastes at the table between the egg rolls, the dumplings, the sushi rolls, and then, of course, the curry. It was all so good and really just overall a really enjoyable meal that was a little different, I guess, some of the flavors that they offered than other Asian restaurants in town. And so it was very, very good and well worth your time and trip up if you're in the Moss Bluff area to swing by Butatan Asian Cuisine. It was a very good meal. And like I said, just off the main highway stretch in Moss Bluff off of 171, which is, of course, north of Lake Charles. From a great meal to a great guest, we welcome on Brandy Smith, the sales manager for meetings and motor coaches right here at Visit Lake Charles. She's a Sulphur native, and being a mom for nearly 3 decades, you know she has experience in just about everything, as moms do, and that includes shopping locally for her friends and family and, of course, her children. So I thought she would be a perfect guest to help us on this shopping extravaganza, the guide to Southwest Louisiana locally. Welcome to the show, Brandy.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
And another welcome to the show to my co-host for this episode, Miss Candy Rodriguez, another Visit Lake Charles veteran and a podcast veteran. You've been on a couple times.
I have. Always to talk about food. I feel like that is my niche, but...
You're expanding that niche now.
I didn't say it. That's just how the cookie crumbles, you know? But yes, I'm happy to be here.
A food pun as well. Pretty good.
I am happy to be here, Candy Rodriguez. As Brady said, I'm filling in for Jillian Corder. I hope she's feeling well. You said she was a little bit under the weather.
It is. That's why she skipped out on this episode. But, you know, some of us are real soldiers out here. You know, I toughed it out to be on the
podcast. Well, hey, listen, I'm going to stand up for my girl, Jill. It is that time of the year. But before we get started, we ask each guest a few questions to let our listeners know you better and how you play in Louisiana's playground, Brandy.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I think so.
All right. This is rapid fire.
Okay.
Crawfish or gumbo?
Gumbo.
Why?
Because I'm just in the mood for it more often. I mean, I love crawfish at certain times of the year, especially when I smell it. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just a gumbo girl.
Yeah. This isn't a... You have to throw one away and you only have to eat this one thing. This is which is the better? And gumbo is the correct answer. And I'm glad that you've seen the answer.
All right, but digging deeper, what kind of gumbo? Seafood or chicken and sausage?
Gosh, I'm a woman. That changes, right?
I get that.
I mean, it really depends on my mood.
All right, poolside or beachside?
Oh, beachside.
Ooh.
I need a good beach.
Let me guess.
Toes in the sand.
Yes.
The sound.
The sound of the ocean. Is there anything better?
Not having sand in the car.
Yes.
That would be better.
All right. Last but not least, concert or comedy show?
I love a good comedy show when it's not completely
vulgar.
Outrageously. Yes, vulgar. I like, because I feel like anyone could be funny if you're just going there. But if you are really talented and really funny, you don't have to do that. And I love clean comedy.
Shots
fired. Truly funny.
So let's talk the conversation at hand, which at the end of the day is we want this to be kind of like a guide to shopping local here. We've got so many great shops. Many of them have opened recently and a lot have been staples. And we have a real nice mix of that here in Southwest Louisiana. And I'm talking from here all throughout the area, right? Like we're going to be able to talk in Sulphur, we're talking Moss Bluff, we're talking DeQuincy, we're talking Lake Charles, kind of overall here. And what better time of the year than Christmas time, right?
Exactly. Everyone's in the shopping spirit.
Exactly. So. That's when you're focused on it. And so why do you feel like when it comes to shopping, promoting local, making it a priority is really valuable to someone during the holiday season?
Honestly, I feel like the holidays are when a lot of the small businesses need us the most.
Sure.
They're counting on that seasonal boost. For a lot of people, this is like a make or break stretch that's going to carry them through the slower parts of the year. So we're also giving local artisans and makers a chance to share their creations and talents with the community. It's a ripple effect. It benefits more than just the person that you're buying the gift for.
Yeah, and I like that. I mean, that's always kind of the thought process when buying local, is that at the end of the day, you purchase from, we always kind of use them, you purchase from Amazon, you purchase from Walmart. There's a whole corporate structure that benefits, and at the end of the day, that one purchase is nothing. You buying local, not only are you giving it to someone and they're benefiting, but like you said, like I can tell you exactly who that money's going to, right?
Right.
And I think there's a value in that. Like as a community, when you're able to do something locally, it should kind of be a forefront, especially if you love your community that you live in.
And when you think about it, these local businesses are ran by people that we know, familiar faces, our neighbors, past classmates. So we're directly helping them and their families.
Fair.
But also they are hiring local people, so who pay local taxes. And all that pours into our communities in different ways, right? A lot of times they do sponsorships to our kids' sports teams and donations to our local charities. Our money stays here. Mm-hmm. So I like what you said. I mean, obviously, there is always a time that the big box stores and getting on Amazon when you know exactly what you need. Of course, that makes sense. But there's a lot of times, especially in the gift giving season, when you're looking for something special and something personal, you're not going to find that at those big boxes, but you will find it when it was crafted right here in your community.
That's perfectly stated.
No, I agree. And it not just only keeping those dollars right here in our community, but you are also creating jobs when you support local. You're also keeping our city just vibrant with these multitude of shops that we can pick from, right? It's so I don't know about y'all, but I think it's so nice to go into a store and pick up the item I'm looking for. Yeah, it's convenient and easy to do it online with these big box stores, but something about going into a local shop, seeing, like you said, your neighbors, your friends, your former classmates, and saying, hey, chit-chatting, catching up, and then holding that item that you were looking for, that lets you know, hey, actually, I don't want this, or I do want this, you know, and that's nice.
Well, let's kind of hone in, I guess, a little bit when it comes time to, because we know our why. Right. Why shop local? You've answered that perfectly. But let's figure out how to shop local. Let's start in kind of maybe location by location. That might be the kind of a way. Let's start closest to here, downtown Lake Charles. We've seen a lot of revitalization, and there's a lot of real specialty shops downtown, right? Like that's really the kind of the focus. What are some standout shops, unique experience that listeners can kind of hone in locally? Downtown Lake Charles.
I love the variety of the shopping that downtown offers. There's no two stores the same.
Fair.
And I just love that. Buck's Cajun Corner, I personally feel, is kind of the hub of downtown. She's got some really fun pieces and showcases a lot of local artisans, as well as a lot of Louisiana-themed gifts. Candles. Last time I was in there, I even had a praline that was made by the owner, and it was delicious.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Melissa.
And
we had Melissa on the podcast just a couple of episodes ago. Be sure to listen to that one. That was a great episode. And the Bananas Foster's praline, that's the one that I had.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I don't like pralines that much. I loved this.
I know where I'm going. It was really good. And then if you're there during... happen to be there during lunchtime during the week. She does plate lunches, so it's kind of a win-win there. But she even carries some of the local author's children's books, and I love that. You know, she really, I guess, gets it as far as showcasing what our community has to offer, and I love that. And so I visit there pretty often.
I mean, outside, like... there's coffee mugs and wall decorations and pajamas for kids. Like, I mean, it's truly like it's a one-stop kind of – you could probably fill out your Christmas list at one place.
Yeah.
It just – the eclectic mix is what I kind of call it there.
Yeah. It's got so much personality, and I love to go and see what new things she's got because it's always changing. So you can't go wrong with starting with books. But we also have for maybe you're looking for someone with – one with more of a vintage or eclectic flair. The Fair Vintage Market is
very cool.
A great place to kind of go and dig and find some treasures.
We bought a mirror there.
Did you?
Jill needed a new mirror, and we bought one there for our bathroom.
So you just never know.
Nice. Did y'all go in there looking for that? Or
yeah, she saw it a few weeks ago and became obsessed with it. I mean, that's the way those work, right? You look and you see. And
you also have recent relics right across the street. The Emporium, which is all about the music,
If you have a music lover in your life, they have great music memorabilia and records, so definitely check them out. And then another favorite, I believe, is the Bespoke Hat Company. Have y'all been to their
Yes,
hat bar?
Owned by Danielle Clark. Oh my goodness, she does a phenomenal job.
Yes, yes. I
so
just
many
love,
hats, so little time.
Right. Right,
so many furs to try, so many little emblems to add. Exactly.
So this is really a place that you can customize a hat for someone in your life that will really appreciate that. And it'll be just a very sentimental gift that you can give them, knowing that they created, you created that.
I was about to say,
yeah,
one of a kind.
One of a kind, truly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hats are in. It's trending right now. So definitely check them out. That brings us to another great place to shop for the men in our lives. Especially those who appreciate high quality men's clothing, the Iron Shop Provisions has a really
It's such neat, a cool shop.
It's so neat. It just kind of blends vintage inspired fashion, I think, with like a more modern design.
Rugged.
Right. Rugged. And quality. They really emphasize on the quality and the craftsmanship of the products that they carry.
True quality apparel. Mm-hmm. Like some of his jean fabric is imported from Japan, if I remember him telling me correctly.
And they know jeans.
Yeah, they know jeans.
They know fashion.
Have exactly.
You looked at their website?
Yeah. Yes, they have it's all impressive. Sorts of footwear, leather goods. But I think what makes this shop so unique is that in the back, Josh has his welding area because that's part of his 20-year iron business. Okay. That's what he does as well. And so you can go there, you can get custom tailored fittings, and you can also have a craft beer while you're in there shopping. I mean, they have a lot of good stuff in there.
I agree.
And I think that really sets them apart. So it's neat that we have these kind of specialty shops available to us in our downtown.
Yeah, I agree. And look, those are a few. There's places like Mia's as well that deserve a shout out. You have...
And Mia's has a new location as well. So now there's two different locations.
That's right.
That you can support Mia's. All Put Together is a new clothing store that has recently opened in our downtown. So we're excited for them. They've got a great mix of women's clothing and accessories. So we definitely need to support them as well.
And in addition, local coffee shop, local restaurant, everything right there in the downtown area that are all kind of walkable. How do you feel like the atmosphere of downtown plays into the experience?
Well, our downtown, I feel like, is really something special. It's kind of the heartbeat of our area. It brings community together. I feel like it's a perfect blend of walkable shops and restaurants. A lot of our restaurants on the weekends will have local bands that bring local entertainment. It just all works together and creates
this. It's an experience, right?
Yeah, it really is. And we really cannot forget to mention Candace Alexander's art studio. I personally can spend hours in there. She has so many beautiful pieces showcasing Southwest Louisiana and the beauty that's in it, as well as her faith-inspired pieces. So for anyone on your Christmas shopping list that is looking for quality art, that definitely check her out.
And look, I agree. Downtown Lake Charles has its own kind of vibe and the feel, and being able to walk to multiple shops, especially during Christmas time, that you have the decorations on the poles.
It's beautiful right now.
And
I love it.
You just feel the spirit of Christmas, right? As you bounce around and can make a whole day of it. And speaking of that, Sulphur itself is kind of creating, we use this term a lot, and during Christmas, it so fits, kind of a hallmark. Right? The Hallmark movie shopping experience.
Yeah.
Sulphur has that really with
the downtown cottages.
Right. With their Christmas festival that they have. And then in addition, year round with the Cottage Co-op. Just on the podcast as well. They have multiple shops there. Please unload on us, Cottage Co-op, and all of what Sulphur kind of has to offer.
Yes, I really am excited about talking about this because Sulphur is my hometown. So I just love the transformation that's happening and taking place in our downtown area with the addition of these businesses along with the Village Coffee House. They've really created, like you said, just a charming little Hallmark atmosphere that we can all enjoy. The Downtown Cottage Co-op is really unique. And I think it's something that our area does not have a lot of. It's got a lot of local creators and artisans that come together. They're focusing, a lot of the focus there is on clean, organic, and wellness-based products, right? Yeah. So you're going to find specialty teas and honeys and handcrafted soaps and clean detergents and cleaning supplies. Down to Amish popcorn and homemade cheeses. So they have a little
Amish
bit of
popcorn. Yeah, please
look,
enlighten me.
All I know is it's delicious. Okay. All I know, I don't know what makes it Amish specifically, but I'm sure that it's clean.
I have been seeing a lot of Amish cooking videos on the internet. Have you seen those?
Well, I do love their food. Yes. I haven't seen the videos, but I do support them when I see them out and about.
It's usually heavy in butter, so you know it's good.
Yeah, absolutely. And salt.
Amish popcorn.
Yeah. I don't know if you know, but there, Paula Taylor, the manager of the co-op cottage shops, she told me that you can go in there, make your own flower bouquet, and you can also go in there and make your own honey bottle, and you can decorate it.
Sure.
But it is super cute, and it's actually, like you said, Brandy, locally sourced. It's
And once again, another podcast guest in a recent episode, she was great as she kind of really went over each of the aspects, right? Like you talk about the health and wellness side at the Main Street Mercantile, then like Lydia and Lavender, much more boutique focus. I mean, talking to Paula, and she got on and said that, you know, they have what is the right word? A designer, a stylist.
Yes.
That's it. That helps you find your you.
Right.
Right. And so it's such a valuable asset that they have in crafting. As I said, you know, if you're from the big city and you need to move here to write your book and fall in love with a country boy, what a better place to do it.
And you can get you a coffee across the street village.
And it's
the perfect setting.
Treats. They also have like good baking treats and stuff.
Absolutely. So and you can mill your own flour.
Yeah,
which
right.
is like, that's big city things, you know?
It's yeah. Taking
that's
the
what I'm saying. If you're coming from the big city, you still have some of those amenities
that's
here.
That's right.
So, aside from, of course, that area in Sulphur that's so popular, Flock of Five is
awesome store.
The Art Emporium. I mean, room after room after room.
It truly
of
is
local
like
creations.
Crazy.
Literally, you could get lost in there for hours.
Spend hours. Yes.
I mean,
it can happen. That is one of my favorite stores in town.
It really is. You will always find something unique, something you didn't know that you needed that now you need.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to find.
I 100% agree. Flock of Five is a must go to when in town.
I love it.
And another one that a lot of people probably don't know about, if they're not familiar with Sulphur, is Victoria's on Oak. And it's right a couple blocks from Flock of Five. And it is a beautiful little cottage that's turned into a shop with beautiful jewelry and home decor and all the candles and the fragrances and the scents and the specialty laundry detergents and all the good things. So definitely check them out as well. You've got Etai's, which is a specialty children's store that's got a lot of unique clothes and even costumes and books and specialty toys. So they are a great asset to the Sulphur community as well. And then if you're looking for more of like a thrift shop, you've got Old and New Treasures. And again, who knows what kind of treasures you will find.
Some old.
Some new.
Some new. New to you.
Oh, we cannot leave Sulphur without mentioning Polished Peasant on Maplewood Drive. I don't know if you've been there, but there is literally something for everyone in that store. I went recently this weekend and spent a lot of time in there. I feel confident that you could check off most of the people on your Christmas list in that one store.
Okay.
So if you only have time and you're in Sulphur for just a short amount of time, definitely check out Polished Peasant.
Now I feel like you're telling me that I'm
disappointed.
Going to spend too much time in there because there's a lot to see.
I mean, I'm just saying, allow yourself plenty of time when you're shopping in Sulphur because you will need it.
Yeah, especially that's a day trip.
It really is. And the neat thing about Polished Peasant is they will put together your gifts and make a beautiful gift basket for you.
Wow.
They will do beautiful gift wrapping right on site for free. So, yeah, we could not forget to mention them.
I love that.
Well, let's head back. I guess head back to Lake Charles, but also this is basically anything that isn't downtown Lake Charles, downtown Sulphur, right? Our two probably best eclectic mix of stores, so to speak. Eclectic is the word of the podcast.
Yeah,
if you haven't noticed. So we're talking Moss Bluff, broader Lake Charles, even kind of outside the city limits. What are some of the shops that have caught your eye and that you think are really worth the trip to?
I'm going to give you a little tip that I have found to be very useful when shopping for gifts, especially some of these places I found by accident. But if you are not checking out your local pharmacy gift shops, you are missing out.
Fair.
Agreed.
Westlake has got HealthWise and Caraway's Pharmacy that both have really great gift shops. I'm telling you, definitely check them out. Pettit's in Moss Bluff is another one that's very popular for buying gifts. They've and they've got a new boutique in Moss Bluff called Sway.
Okay.
I don't know if you've been there before.
How Sway?
It was very Sway.
It's a
beautiful boutique with all the things, the jewelry, baby clothes. You know, if you are in Moss Bluff, definitely check them out.
And also shout out to Gordon's. That's my local pharmacy. They have a lot of good stuff in there too. And they have a lot of seasonal stuff. So I like to go in there when Mardi Gras rolls around because they'll have the Valentine's Day and Mardi Gras kitchen towels and all sorts of bracelets and headbands and glasses, sunglasses.
I love how our pharmacies have kind of tapped into that gift giving as well. So
I mean, Mardi Gras is a mood.
Absolutely.
In Louisiana, Lake Charles, obviously.
I live at 24/7.
I feel you. I do pass by her office often, and she'll throw candy at me. So it does feel kind of like Mardi Gras.
He's like, throw me something, miss.
And so I love the thought of the, you know, even our drugstores are great, which kind of fits to like our gas stations are great places to eat, and our drugstores are great places to shop for Christmas, right? Like, you never know. Louisiana is the land of unexpected, right? Never assume you know what's going on is kind of the best way to put it, in the best possible way. And I know places, even like Accessory Zone is a really hot place I know in Lake Charles as well.
Yes, they have got so many beautiful things.
I agree. I love going in there, especially when you're looking for a very specific type of color for whatever reason. They have it. They have all the earrings, everything.
My December paychecks go there through Jill. I think we keep them in business every December.
I love that. So look at you, supporting local.
Birthdays. Let's swing by Accessory Zone today. I don't know how many times I've heard that.
And they also gift wrap, and they really do a good job at selection. There is so, if you're looking for a tumbler, you have about 25 choices. If you're looking for jewelry,
fair.
I mean, you know, it's another place you need a little bit of time because it's hard to pick.
And very much so in options. Style with the trends. Yeah. Like, yeah. Definitely.
So what else falls under these umbrellas that we're kind of looking at?
Okay, so you had mentioned Accessory Zone. Expressions is another one here in Lake Charles that's got beautiful serving pieces, exquisite jewelry, a lot of decor. Crave is a great place, and they do gourmet baskets as well. So if you've got someone into the wines and the infused olive oils and balsamics wine and cheese baskets, that's a great place to go. Creative Roots right there on Ryan Street has got a local artisan market. So
love Creative
another,
Roots.
Another place to kind of really support our creatives in the Lake Charles area. And then Pink and Blue Avenue. If you are looking for anything baby, they have a baby boutique, I believe over on Nelson, that absolutely
cute stuff. You know what I also very like? Have you been stuff. To Not Just Christmas? I know that's such a unique name for a shop. It's here in Lake Charles, and it's called Not Just Christmas because they have all sorts of goodies in there as well.
Okay.
And I know this is a lot of different places that we've mentioned in our blog for this episode. I will link every single place that we've mentioned. Will have a link at the bottom that will take you to them to learn more, figure out maybe exactly where they're located, their business hours, all of those things. All will be linked for you.
I feel like that's a whole week-long vacation you could take, is just to come shopping.
No, it really is. And all with that Louisiana, Southwest Louisiana flair that we kind of have, which is great. Now, as a man, I need to know where I need to go, right?
Okay. You men are sometimes harder to shop for than the ladies, I have to admit.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I'll take that.
but I do have some good suggestions.
Okay, let me hear it.
You're in luck. Okay, so for our outdoorsmen, the hunters and fishermen on our list, definitely check out DTS in Moss Bluff. They've got a great selection of knives and tactical gear, fishing gear, so they could help you out there. Ship to Shore is another great option for our men. And as well as Nichols and DeQuincy. Now, when you talk about needing a whole day, I feel like Nichols is one of those places where you definitely need to give yourself several hours. And you probably can find something for every person on your list under one roof. It's just amazing. Have you been?
No, not to Nichols, but now that you're saying that, I'm going to have to head up there. Yeah, I do enjoy going to DeQuincy. They have the Grind coffee shop up there. Yeah. It's really good, right by the museum, the Railroad Museum.
Another great option if you're having trouble finding, if you have any sneakerheads in your life, it's a whole thing, okay?
Yes.
Yep, high beast.
It's a whole thing. So if you have someone, maybe a child, one of your teenagers or husbands who are looking for the latest shoe that has just dropped that cannot be found anywhere, you need to check out Lake Area Kicks. Seth there will do his best to help you find whatever shoe it is that you are looking for.
They got the plug.
They are in the know. If you need a...
And look, and for real, sneakerheads are sneakerheads. They know.
They know.
To me, a shoe is a shoe.
No.
To some
people,
that is. They
all tell a story. Did you know that?
I was about to say.
I have been schooled.
To some people, to those in the know, that is not the case. And so.
And we have someone here locally, a locally owned business that can help you and take all that stress off of you when you're looking for that certain shoe.
You're not asking me to pick the shoe. You're asking someone that actually knows what they're doing.
Yeah. And you also have House of Soul as well on in South Lake Charles off of Nelson Road. They have a lot of the latest shoes as well.
If you're looking for options that are a little bit different this year than traditional gifts, I would encourage you to think about gifting a class to someone on your list. Whether it is creating art at Little Art House or Creative Roots or Niche Creative Studios or pasta making class, the Pasta Lab, we have a lot of unique classes that are offered even at the Cottage Co-op in Sulphur, everything from bread making and cheese making to health and wellness classes. Sometimes giving an experience as a gift is something that's really valued and overlooked. People love being able to participate in creating something with their own hands or learn something new that brings value to their lives. So we have a lot of locally owned businesses, small businesses that give us opportunities to do that. So if you can't think of that perfect gift to buy them, consider giving them a class and letting them create something of their own.
I love when people gift me experiences.
Me too.
I'd rather do an experience. Same. By the way, another one that I think Brandy, you know, for teenagers and stuff, who knows, maybe for young women or myself, like a millennial, the Golden Doors, which is a locally owned business, they have a selfie studio, which a lot of people may not realize that, but that can also be something that could be gifted.
Very cool. A lot of different shopping is a spectrum.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And so sometimes it's items, sometimes it's
sometimes you got to think out the box.
Exactly.
To give that perfect gift.
I agree.
This ridiculous list of local artisan level and specialty shops, when you talk to people and you tell them, you know, these are the things, you know, they ask, Brandy, you know, any idea where to get this? What are some of the reactions you get from people that I guess really don't realize how many shops like this we have?
I think that's exactly it. People just don't realize, you know. For so long in this area, growing up in this area, if you wanted a good shopping trip, you were going to Houston, you were going out of town. But now we have so many locally owned businesses that kind of bring such quality and unique items to our area, that we don't have to do that anymore. And it's a lot of people don't really, they haven't gotten out of that mentality yet. So whenever you start listing just place after place after place, you just see people fill with, I guess, curiosity, like, okay, I guess I'm going to have to check it out. And I hope that people do. I hope that people that are listening today, if we've mentioned a place that you have not been before, go check them out. we really are blessed to have so many options in this area.
And the timing is perfect, too, with the Christmas season. Any holiday-themed activities or events that really complete that shopping trip if you decided to make it one here in Southwest Louisiana?
Well, I know that coming up this week in Sulphur, the Christmas Under the Oaks Festival will be happening, and they have the Holiday House that's going to have over 40 local vendors, well, from across the region, that are going to be in one under one roof, so you can get a lot of your gifts, if you will, people checked off of your list, as well as the Dickens in De Quincey happening this Saturday. They're going to have a farmer's market featuring local vendors and festive finds, so you really should not have a hard time right now in Southwest Louisiana finding a great gift for anyone.
And if you're listening to this later, know that the Holiday House in Sulphur happens annually. So you can always mark it down in your calendar.
And then we have things like Flea Fest at
Mistletoe and Moss.
Yes. A lot of different shopping excursions, which we do have a great shopping blog as well put together by our own Tony Chapman. And so we'll link that here in the blog as well. So make sure to head to our website, visitlakecharles.org, and you can find it there.
A lot of great stuff. I encourage people all the time to always check our website for under events. There is a calendar that is great about showing what is going on this weekend. There's just a lot of people who don't know that that resource is there. So I always like to tell people, if you're looking for the next festival going on or the next place that there's going to be an art walk and you're able to see local vendors, definitely check that out. It's very easy to look at. Just go right to the calendar of when you're looking to shop and we can give you all the goods.
Well, I'm ready. I just need my wallet.
Let's put a proverbial bow on this thing. Single most compelling reason that you would encourage every listener to at least commit a portion of their holiday shopping budget at a locally owned shop, what would it be?
I would say we need to realize that we have the power to decide where our dollars are going to go. Are we going to just let them all vanish into the corporate clouds, or do we want to invest in the community that we live in? We can make a bigger impact than we think when we shop local. So your money matters more here than it does anywhere else, and it creates a better community for every one of us. So.
And I think that fits beyond more than just Lake Charles, too. Wherever you're from, if you are not from Lake Charles, it obviously helps when you're here, spend here, sure, but in your own hometown. And so I like that's a – in 2025 where, you know, there is obviously a lot of very large companies that make a lot of the moves that we do and don't see – being able to keep money locally is always a is a power move. I love that.
Yeah, I love, no matter where I go, I always look for a local shop because it makes a difference.
Thanks again for Brandy for joining us here on this show. And the biggest thank you of all goes out to you for joining us here on the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating or review and shout out our co-host to Candy for filling in this episode.
And thank you for having me, Jill. You are missed. But yes, please check us out. It will help us grow our audience and further share the unique experiences Lake Charles and Southwest Louisiana has to offer. Go to visitlakecharles.org/podcast for more episodes of Where to Eat and events happening this weekend. I'm Candy Rodriguez filling in for Jillian Corder.
And I'm Brady Raynard. Thanks again for coming to play with us at Louisiana's Playground. Sit you.